In the name of God, who has gathered us together in this time and in this place. Amen. Well, it's fall, which means a number of things, but in my life it means one thing in particular. And what it means to me is it is time to reassess my pledge to National Public Radio. And they're good at it. They invite me several times a year, but particularly this time of year, to pay attention to the meaning and the value of my commitment to public radio. And I'm grateful to be part of that community. I am absolutely delighted to give freely and generously, but such has not always been the case. And that's the story today. I don't come naturally by gratitude. I am generally someone who imagines by natural disposition how things maybe could be a little better. And so I'm always just a little bit shy of being able to offer an easy thanks. I'm working on it. I've got a therapist and a spiritual director. I'm working on it. But what that means in this particular instance is that I have tended to function in a way out of a sense of obligation. One of my spiritual dispositions is that I'm sort of a party faithful. I'm a company man. And so obligation has some power with me. And yet I realized that looking back on my relationship with public radio, I'm clear that I was in a way obliged to give for years. They had told me on a regular basis. There's probably folks out there listening who are not giving. It was as if they knew me by name. They were talking about me. We know there's folks out there who are loving what we're doing and who are not giving. And, of course, then they would do the deal with the spiels and everyone gets on and says, you know, I used to be like that, sorry soul, and then I became a public radio member. And now life is great and my life has meaning and I'm, right? And I'm a contributor, right? I'm no longer like those other folks. They finally hooked me a few years ago. They finally hooked me, but not with that line of obligation. It wasn't obligation that got me. What finally got me was that after we had graduated from seminary and moved to our new community where we'd imagined that we would perhaps still be today, we showed up and instantly fell in love with the local public radio folks. Not just what they produced, but the people that produced it. Because this is a small town, but they do an incredible market impact. There are some folks there producing stuff nationally. And in a small town like this, you run into them. You get to know them. And so you recognize that the product is actually attached to real people and that these people show up in the world around us and they do amazing things. Right? Incredible things. And so when you hear them talk about, yeah, public radio does this, and it does these programs, and it has us thinking about these questions, and we have these community forums, and we change the world in this and that way, you start to realize in a small market, hey, you know what? What they're saying is actually true. What they're saying is actually true. And it took me a while to realize that the stuff that they were saying all these years I should give to out of obligation, I would have been delighted to give to out of just basic gratitude. All they had to do was say, wouldn't you like to be part of a group that's doing this amazing stuff to have a smarter, better informed, better balanced community who's talking about the needs of the local place, who's interested in creative new music, who's interested in young artists, who's interested in public discourse that is healthy? Wouldn't it be something to be part of a group like that? And of course, yes. The answer was yes. And I gave, we filled out our first pledge card. I was so delighted. In fact, I called in because I wanted to make sure that they could say our names on the radio, right? Because I was so proud of the decision that I had made and that we had made as a family to be part of that movement, right? I was finally proud of being part of something. And it wasn't out of obligation. They hadn't convinced me. They had simply said, this is what this community does. And wouldn't it be wonderful to be part of it? And guess what? It matched my values. It was absolutely clear with me that I was grateful for the work they do and that I wanted to be part of it. And guess what? For $5, I could get in and get the magazine. And I was in, right? I had a master's degree to pay for, right? $5 was my entry point. Gratitude. It starts with gratitude. We like to talk about obligation in the church, right? We like to talk about obligation, particularly this time of year, right? You show up, you use up our water, and you use our paper towels, and you use the pew. You use stuff, right? So you should pay for it. That is not compelling at all. If you can get it for free, you're going to get it for free, right? Right? Just keep getting it for free. Come in, no one's going to ask you, and then leave. Get it for free. It's available to you. Obligation. It's not compelling. And yet, it is often the underpinning of this time of year when we talk about how we participate in the life we share together as a faith community, right? Particularly when we start to talk about finances. It very quickly jumps to obligation. Fee for service. You use it, you should pay for it. That may work for some folks, but it didn't work for me. And I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of folks who aren't here this morning for whom that doesn't work for. There may be a better way. They may be the folks who are listening in, right? They're the folks who listen to public radio for 5 years but never give a dime. But if we could touch them with this notion that what this is about is gratitude, what this is about is recognizing that there's a movement happening in the world and that this place is connected to it, that we're connected to it purposefully, right? That we can contribute to it, not just with our pennies, not just with our dollars, but with our whole selves. Time, talent, and treasure. Everything we've been given from God, we can give back in service to the mission. Out of gratitude. Not out of obligation. Not on a simple metric where we figure out fee for service. But out of pure, abundant gratitude. Having recognized that our life is different because we're part of this. Right? Recognizing that God is up to something in the world around us because we've got the lenses to see it. And what we want to do is connect this place to that bigger movement. And it takes everything we have to do it. Time, talent, and treasure. The story this morning could be about judgment. It could be about people who get their religion right and people who screw up. I'm not compelled by that. It could also be about one person out of 10. Who finally, after listening to public radio for 5 years, is moved to turn around and say thank you and contribute and to give their whole life. It's about that one person whose light bulbs finally go on. They're healed. They recognize, I feel it in my own person that I'm different because of what God's up to in the world. And rather than taking that for granted, I'm going to turn back to the source of that new life, and I'm going to give everything I have to give, which starts with praise and thanks. That is our first basic gift we have to give back to God. In fact, that's the most fundamental thing we have to give back to God, because it is praise and thanks that opens the gateway. It is praise and thanks that transitions and transforms gratitude into total, total, radical generosity. When we can say thank you, when we recognize that our life has changed, that it's part of something big and outside of us, when it's part of something that God's up to, that heals the world, that feeds the poor and clothes the naked, that visits the sick, that frees the captive, that brings the dead back to life, when we recognize that that's what God's up to and it resonates with us, nobody has to tell us, you must pay into that. If we're paying attention and our heart is still beating, we will have no response but gratitude. And we'll give everything we've got to give to make it happen, to share it, to spread it, to allow it to take over the world, to fulfill God's hopes and dreams for us. We would give anything, not out of obligation, but out of gratitude. This story today, I take this year around to be fundamentally about that. This is someone whose heart has been changed forever, and they're ready to commit. They're ready to say yes. They turn toward their God. They say thank you, and they hand themselves over to what is next. This is hard for faith communities to do, right? This is hard for faith communities to do because we've got some stuff that isn't particularly sexy. We've got buildings to pay for, lights to pay for, heat, water, sewage, sweeping, lawn mowing, snow plowing, God forbid. However, it is up to us to develop the hearts and the minds, to develop the lenses to recognize these things as the cost of being part of the mission. We do these things not just to have a great place, not to have an awesome building. We do these things because we pay for a container, a life together through which we serve the mission. But it's not easy to connect those dots all the time. And so this year, your finance committee is doing something pretty cool. They've decided that we're going to move from just talking about the five marks of mission, right, which we've been doing for at least a year now. I've been here too, and it seems like we've talked about it since I got here. We're actually going to take a look at the framework of our life together. And we're going to look at it in that way. We're going to cast it up in the five marks of mission. We're going to pay attention to the ways we're proclaiming and the ways we're nurturing, the ways we're serving, the ways we're addressing systemic injustices and the way we're caring for our planet and everything in it. We're going to pay attention to that because we recognize that it's those lenses that help us see what God's up to, not only here right now, but it gives us the lenses to see what God's up to in the world around us. Because we know God's mission is much bigger than us. We're always playing catch up with it. We're always stuck in the way we've done it. And so we're going to crack the thing open. And we're going to say, you know what? God, I don't know what you're up to, but we have some sense that it's about these things. And the things we're doing that we're doing well, we're going to keep doing. Right? And we're going to fully fund them. And we're going to make sure that we keep doing them even better. That it touches more lives and makes a bigger impact in the community. Those things we're not doing that we ought to be doing, we're going to pay attention to that as well. Those things that somebody else is doing that we could get on board with and support because it's God's mission through a different organization, we're going to do that. This is about shaping this faith community to partner in God's mission. To assume not just that this stuff is going to keep happening, that we can listen in for 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 years and never contribute. This is about saying, I am grateful for what God is up to in the world. I'm grateful for that. I have felt it in my own person that God is up to something. And I don't know anything to do except say thank you, to offer my praise and to thanks and offer everything else I have to do more of that. And we'll change our gratitude into generosity. We'll say yes to what God is up to. We'll make every contribution we can. And we'll be part of an incredible movement. That's what all of us are being asked to do. Not simply to roll over the pledge from last year out of pure obligation, but to do the hard, deep, prayerful work of asking, what is God up to? How have I been impacted by what God is up to? What difference can I make in making sure that what God's up to has a bigger impact in this community? How can I contribute with everything that I have? How can I contribute to that mission? That's what we're being asked to do in the next 5 weeks. I promised we wouldn't have little speeches each of those 5 weeks, so I'm sneaking it in a week early. But you should know, for 5 weeks, we're going to develop that framework to pay attention to the movement of God in each of these five ways. And each of us are going to be asked, what value is that to us? What value is that to us? And what do I have to give to make sure that we continue to impact the world in a big way? Right? Feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, setting the captives free, bringing the dead back to life. That mission, my friends, takes everything we have. Amen.